What is going on, you guys? It's your host, David Ramos, of another episode of Dab Rabbit Talks Too Much. And I just want to talk to y'all a little bit about winning mentality and what it takes to really win. But before we even do that, because I want to talk about that actually tomorrow. You know what I actually want to talk about today? And that's something super special, and that's rest. I took a lot of rest, honestly, last week and just the whole podcast thing, right? And I know this is a podcast that is very different than a lot of others that are more informational. And you can do this, do this, do this. It's telling you what to do. And that's not really my concern. And I know a lot of y'all just skip. Let me go to the next podcast. My concern is just to have a conversation. That's it. With me and you guys and me telling you just real stuff that I go with on the daily instead of just charts and statistics. Because I think, even though people will say that facts remain the same regardless of your feelings have the power to shift facts, shift current events, shift statistics in a dramatic way. So I just want to talk to people as humans and have real connection with everyone regarding Jesus, culture, and just conversation, what's going on in the world and humanity. That's the biggest thing. And today, I just really want to talk about just people, you know what I'm saying? And why are these stuff even important? You know, we live in a world to where it's like stock markets need to go up when we want them to. They need to go down when we want them to. We need to get raised motion. We need to do all this stuff. But for what? For whose glory? Our own. Are you seriously telling me that you know how to manage money better than anybody else? Are you seriously going to look in my eyes and tell me you know how to manage a team better than anybody else when you refuse to even know how to manage your own emotions? Man. Because the thing is, if we keep promoting that we just need to do it because it's us and we demand it and confidence, that's how we got to where we are right now in the society, to where we have leaders that don't know how to keep their emotions in check. Do we want to continue that pattern? No. So why are you feeding into it? We need to be the change that we want every single day. It's not just when we protest. It's not just when the Black Lives Matter movement is trending on Twitter. It's not when everyone posts blackout. It's not just when Kobe passes away. These are not just one-time trends. If we really want to cause a lasting change, then we need to be a lasting change in ourselves and in our community, in our families, in our friends. We need to stand up for what's right and stand down and shoot down what is wrong. These are the only ways that we can really cause change. I'm not telling you what you should change into. I'm not telling you if you want to change into a van, a dinosaur, if you want to change into a Corvette. Hey, if you want to change into a Tesla, sell those all across the world. Do that for me. But, and also I'll tell you my address if you want to drop one by my house, you know what I'm saying? Let me get that Cybertruck too while you're at it. But really, I'm not telling you what to change into, but I'm telling you if you really are fed up with the way things are nowadays, then you really have to be that change. And ask yourselves, are you being the most efficient change? Are you being the best example right now? If you're not and you're constantly being like, oh man, I want to be like this, I want to be, then be that person. Because the thing is, we constantly say, I want to be like so-and-so. But you really don't want to be that person. You just want the results of that person. You don't want to adopt the mindset. We look at working out trainers and personal fitness trainers, and we're like, I want that body. Look at the money. I want that money. I want that bank account. But do we really want it? The answer is, yes, we want the results. But you don't really want the mindset. And that's what differentiates a person. Right now in quarantine, nobody gives a crap what car you drive, how fly your shoes is, you know, how great your pair of pajamas are. Nobody cares about that type of stuff. Nobody. But you know what does matter? Your voice. Everyone has a platform now. So where are you going to use your voice for? Every day, besides the 10 minutes or 20, 30, 40 minutes you spend using your voice, what's your action saying? Is your actions reflecting someone who has changed and really standing up for what's right? Or is your action saying, man, I don't like people. I don't care about people. I'm just going to sit up in this platform and preach something that I like what sounds. Black Lives Matter. I like what that sounds. It sounds like it makes sense, but it's a lot harder to do and show. So I'm just going to sit on the platform. And you know, if you're black, I automatically think you're ghetto. If you're dark, I automatically think you're dirty. If your hair ain't mine, I automatically think it's nappy. If you're a black mother, I automatically think that you're either widowed or your man left you. You know, and then we say Black Lives Matter, right? We matter. I'm gonna be honest, we know that.